This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A suicide bomber struck Monday inside a mosque in northwestern Pakistani city of Peshawar, killing at least 20 people, wounding as many as 96 worshippers. No one immediately claimed responsibility for that bombing, according to a senior police official. The bomber detonated a suicide vest as some 150 worshippers, including many policemen from nearby police offices, were praying inside. The impact of the explosion collapsed the roof of the mosque, which caved in and injured many. Friends and volunteers gathered on Sunday at Kyiv's St. Sophia's Cathedral to say goodbye to Andrew Bagshaw, a New Zealand scientist who was killed in Ukraine, with another volunteer, Chris Perry. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Bagshaw went missing while heading to the town of Solidaire in the eastern Donetsk region, where heavy fighting is taking place. The two had been trying to evacuate people from the frontline town. Volunteers at the service spoke of their memories of Bagshaw and read tributes from his family. Bagshaw's father, Phil, told reporters in New Zealand that his son had wanted to do something to help. Ukrainian police had said on January 9 that they'd lost contact with Bagshaw and Parry after the two headed for Solidaire. Their bodies were later recovered. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday fiercely expressed his disappointment at the International Olympic Committee's recent statement of supporting Russian athletes' return to international sport competitions. The IOC indicated it favors officially neutral teams from Russia and its ally Belarus at the 2024 Olympics, despite a plea from Zelensky to exclude them entirely. This is VOA News. Drones attacked a convoy of trucks in eastern Syria Sunday night shortly after it crossed into the country from Iraq. Syrian opposition activists and a pro-government radio station made the statement. There was no immediate word on casualties. The strike comes amid heightening tensions between Iran and its rivals in the region. It was not immediately clear who was behind the attack on the convoy in the Syrian border, which is a stronghold of Iran-backed militias. Tyre Nichols' fatal encounter with police officers in Memphis, Tennessee, recorded in video made public Friday night, is glaring reminders that efforts to reform policing have failed to prevent more flashpoints in an untraceable and intractable epidemic of brutality. But in an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, Republican Congressman Jim Jordan, who chairs the House Judiciary Committee, says despite calls from Democrats to pass federal police reform legislation, he does not think it will help.
If we can incentivize certain things, I still think you want to keep this at the state and local level. This is a law enforcement issue. You start getting the federal government involved in databases and federalizing things, that gets, because the federal government screws it up so many times. We've had, I think one of the items in the Democrat legislation a couple of years ago was some kind of federal registry. Well, then you get concerns. Is it every complaint going to be there? Are they going to be just adjudicated complaints? How are we going to track this?
On the same program, attorney Ben Crump, who represents the family of Tyre Nichols, says he heard from a black man who said he'd been attacked by the Memphis Police Special Unit just days before Nichols was stopped, and that he tried to report it, but police did not return his call.
Just maybe had they paid attention to him, that Tyre Nichols may not have been killed.
The videotape beating has left the city of Memphis and the nation struggling to make sense of his death and questioning the culture of brutality and excessive force. Pope Francis starts a trip Tuesday to two fragile African nations. VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
Critics of Tunisian President Kais Saied say the January 31st to February 5th visit to Democratic Republic of Congo and South Sudan takes the 86-year-old pontiff to places where Catholics make up about half of the populations and where the church is a key player in health and educational systems.
That's VOA's Diane Roberts reporting. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.